Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Yeah, on 657 AM, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Gundi is the title of the song from King D Music on this awesome Monday. The Lord is so good. We are in the Women's Month. And in this month, I'm going to be a little biased. But I hope that the family, you know, the family will forgive me for that. Because in this month, we'll be featuring most of the queens. Actually, throughout the show, we'll be ministered unto by queens. And I hope that you'll be blessed. And I hope that you will... also, your faith and your journey with the Lord will be strengthened, your faith catapulted. And so in this Women's Month, we'll be celebrating them in that manner, coming from all different sides. Business, medicine, every side will be a woman. When you check on each side, you will find a woman on that side. And so I'm delighted that we're going to have it that way. My family members, I hope that you will do exactly that. But we are going to just enjoy ourselves as we're celebrating our women. And on the line, as we always know, that the first Monday, is it the first one already? Is it the first one? Sure, but it doesn't feel like the first one, Dr. Mkhize. It feels like because we had the first, second, and the third, and the fourth, it feels like, no, man, we've been here for some time, Manj.
Yeah, hey. Oh, man, but it definitely is the first one.
And how are you, and how has the month...
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. We are loving this Women's Month.
Mm-hmm.
We've got so many celebrations.
I can imagine. I can imagine. But now, are you with me? Do you agree with me that I can just be biased for just this month, Pet?
Come on. Pretty please.
I love that. Just allow us to soar and enjoy the month. But I'm going to encourage that even our men should be part of our discussions as we continue to discuss whatever that we're discussing. Babeko, now we're not going to only discuss women's stuff, but yeah, we want their view as well.
Of course, we need our gentle brothers.
So today we're talking about the strength of a woman.
Yes.
Somebody says you can see how strong a woman is when a woman would carry a child for 9 full months and even give birth. And whilst giving birth, there's the tearing and the stretching. Even with pregnancy, there's the stretching and all. And you can see them carrying it right through until the end, carrying it with dignity, with love, with joy, expectant. And they say that is part of a strength of a woman. If a woman can carry a child for 9 months, give birth through all those circumstances and through all of that, then they can carry anything.
Never mind just carrying the child for 9 months.
Mm.
Try and going beyond the 9 months. You want to see a strength of a woman?
Mm.
Let's try beyond the 9 months, because at least in the 9 months you've got that bundle that's baking nicely, and you know, you go through all of this. Now when this little human is here and they start to move and they start to talk, you and me are both mothers, those toddlers, they will run circles around you. I think most women, this is where it hits them, like, I am actually a parent. Now I see what my parents were talking about. Yeah, so it's beyond just the 9 months, even all the way when they are teenagers, even to adulthood.
Mm.
So we carry a lifetime of human beings.
Sure, we carry a lifetime of human beings. You can never resign from being a mother.
You can never. This is the journey that you were given. This is your portion. And it's something to be admired. You know, we always often say that there are some things that are just, you can never explain to another human being. And this is the only thing that is meant for women, motherhood. It can never really be explained. Like, how do you even explain being pregnant, the feelings, the emotions, what goes through your mind, it's something that cannot be explained. Yes, there are books written, but it's such a personal journey. It can never be explained. So the phenomenal women that go through this, you know, you and me, like I said, as mothers, we went through this.
Mm.
And it's such an important job, and it's a job that was only given to women to do. And what, you know, when God is being the creator of it all, and it decided that I'm going to pick a woman to continue with this journey of creation on earth. Like, really? Really now? Really? There's something special about being a woman.
I also love how God has created a woman who is married, who is in a relationship, who has children. Be it they are biologically hers or not, because God gives us children even outside of our of like, not biologically, but you know, children in the
heart children. I call them our heart babies.
Yes.
You know, we've got babies that are born out of our womb, and then we've got heart babies.
Yeah,
you know, I've got heart babies too. And the little one is 6 years old. Like, but Mama, what do you mean, like, I'm a heart baby?
Mm.
Did, like, your heart have a baby? Like, yes. Like, oh, that is so weird. Like, it's the love that I have that has given birth to you. It was an honor for me to love your heart. They're my heart baby.
Wow. So I always honor these women who go out. Even the children in the neighborhood, they know her. They know they can go to her. In church, they know they can go to her and talk to her. They will be affirmed. You find she herself is going through something, but she affirms others. Where does the strength come from? Especially when you're going through this, you affirm your husband, you affirm your children, both your womb children and your love children. Some are in blended families. Where do you get the strength? How do you do all of this as a woman?
There's something unique about how a girl child is raised.
Mm.
They often told that or taught how to be nurturers.
Mm.
And automatically, being born a woman, we are nurturers by nature. You know, we can even tell in single-headed houses where there's just a man, but you know what? Especially in us, the community will say that that is not right. You need a woman because a woman, you know, will make that house into a home.
Mm.
So naturally, we are nurturers. So the confidence that we are born with to just naturally love somebody else, I think it really is a God-given gift to all women.
Mm.
Yes, fair enough, not all of them, but I think when we are just born, we are just born with that innate confidence to love somebody else, to nurture somebody else, to take care of somebody else, because essentially that is what we are born to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to take care of people in whatever the different spheres that they are. So it's easy for us when now we are married in our own homes and everything. And this it's a blessing, but it can also be a downfall for the women if they start now to forget themselves, because they're giving all their love to this whole entire family, not just in their own homes, even externally. But that also shows the amazing strength that we have, that we are able to love even beyond ourselves, even beyond what we have at home.
Mm.
We are able, we're just natural mothers. We were just born. Some of them, they've never really, you know, been blessed with the gift of having kids.
Mm.
But they love genuinely as mothers, and we cannot take that away from them. They are mothers within their own right, because they love so much and they nurture as if they have given birth to those kids themselves.
Sure, I was looking at a young girl, I think it was on TikTok, like she's a baby herself, maybe around 3, 4, sitting in church, playing with her shoe and a blankie, pretending the shoe is a baby.
Put it.
So we are born naturals.
Yeah, naturally, that's the, like, you know, we have learned now as society has evolved that we are capable of doing even so much more. We are now affirming our spaces in male-dominated places, like the places of work. You know, back in the days of our grandfathers, we knew that a woman was to take care of the family, of the house, and they do the important job of raising the humans. And then the men would go out and provide the means to raise those human beings. But today, the woman does the dual job. They will raise these human beings and still go out to work and get the tools to come back and raise these human beings. Women, we've got this innate strength in us that is absolutely incredible. It's unfortunate that we've been taught to dim it down to make society so comfortable.
How? Because we got daughters, and sometimes we are not even aware that we are making our daughters dim down what we're talking about, the nurturing and all. What causes that?
Because now, in this society that we are living in, if you're going to be telling a woman, now take somebody like me, very independent, very out there, listen, I can hold my own in the kitchen, I can raise my kids and everything, but I do not want you to come and tell me that.
Okay.
That makes me feel less of a, you know, you're taking my power away. Our strength, we've redefined our strength to match our gentle brothers. Now we want to be, show them that we can be just as equally as men and do certain things. Yet we forget that our greatest strength comes from just being a woman. I can also be gentle, even in those spaces. I can also be nurturing. I don't have to give up one part of it in order to embrace the other. And I don't need to feel offended because I am more feminine within my womanhood. I can still be that. You know, I love a quote by Dolly Parton. He says, I don't mind being in a man's world as long as I get to be a woman in it. And that's exactly it. I don't mind being a woman. I love being feminine. I love cooking for my family. But I also love going out there and doing the job that I do. So I don't have to choose one over the other. But now in these days, you are told that you are more weak by embracing your more feminine side. You know, your more nurturing side. You know, you should be out there, you know, you need to be rugged. You need to be rough. We cannot all be in Bogotos. Some of us are marshmallows. You know? It's okay to be a marshmallow. There is a place for you.
So women can thrive, women can continue in their femininity and run boardrooms still in their femininity.
Yes.
They don't need to compete with men.
We don't need to compete with men. And some of the things, the leverage that we have is the fact that we do have that femininity.
But the world says, but the world says to a woman, you're not strong enough, like you said. And it affects one mentally. How do we stand strong in the midst of whatever the world says unto us?
You see, that's the funny part to me. Have you ever seen a woman, if they're at home and their partner is at home, male figure comes in and they say, I need to clean the kitchen and I need to use the fridge so, you know, I can get to those corners there. The man might complain, but they've got good strength and they will move the fridge and she will clean and then will also complain and then they put it back. Now, the next month, she does the same spring cleaning, and the guy is out of town or they're not at home. She moves that fridge herself. She will move the fridge herself. That's how much strength we've got. We've got the physical strength. We've got the mental strength. We've got the emotional strength. However, because now the world has seen how feminine we are, and we are known to be the weaker sex, and so now we are taught that, no, but you are not strong enough. So So even your attitude about doing homework, if I can put it that way, you know, it's weak. You need to be a certain way. You need to behave more manly. You need to trade your feminine strength to be more masculine. Then you will be respected. But now imagine this woman has actually cooked for the family, moved things physically, you know, things that will need men. She's moved them all by herself, and she didn't even realize that she was doing it because it is automatically in her. That's how strong she is. She didn't even have to think twice that I have to go get somebody. She made a plan, and she moved things around, and when the husband came home, she was still be able to be a partner. So she has displayed strength at all different levels. So where's the weakness there? So imagine if the world had accepted women for who they are and started embracing their true strength instead of start, you know, chopping down to see, I like this part about you, I like this part about you. Accept women wholly as they are, and you might just see the magic.
And I think women should accept themselves.
Indeed, we must accept ourselves. Now, like I said, we said earlier on that now we've been taught that, you know what, you need to break it down. You cannot be a home care person and still run a boardroom because somebody else has defined that, you know. Within the men, we're not saying that men cannot do it, but we're being selfish. We ask for permission, we're being selfish, we're talking about females. But generally, men cannot run a household and still be in the boardroom. But women can. But now because you are doing both, it's like you are splitting your strength. Yet I'm not splitting my strength. I'm strong in both places. I'm strong in both. But now because also society teaches me that I have to split my strength between those two, now I have to choose one over the other. And now that's where some of the problems come in, because once you start splitting your strength, that means you're not giving your whole self.
All right.
Now you've chosen one over the other.
I think let's take a break and then come back. I would like for you to even give a woman a scripture that would encourage them. There are those ones who are giving up in life because of what they are faced with, whatever it might be at work, it might be at home, but they need affirmation themselves. We always say this, that most of us forget ourselves when it comes to women. They do everything for everyone in their houses, in their families, but they turn to forget themselves. And that's why a woman would buy clothes and buy this and forget about herself. And at the end of the day, when you check, you are running short, but you have given and given and given. And so when we come back, Dr. Mkhize, can we just, my queen, encourage a woman with a scripture also, and also with words of affirmation, because I believe that we need this. We need this. It depends where we are in life. But once you see a woman saying, I'm in need of this, once you see a woman who says, pray for me, once you see a woman who says, I am really down, I don't know how am I going to come back. Last time there was one who said, I have even given up on life, I've given up on my marriage, and I've given up on life. So I just want you to encourage that one, because you're talking about the strength of a woman. Let's come back, let's go into scripture, let's go into words of affirmation. But before we do that, let's take a break and come back.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
This is where you are. It is Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. Gave you the sounds of Albert Mudau, Never Fail Me Yet. And yes, he will never fail us. He will never, it will never come to a point where God has failed. He never fails. In Sipediri, Ropalelwa, Keropalelwa. It is impossible for him to fail. And yes, my family, 27 minutes it is, just before 1. And do remember that at 1 o'clock, we are going to cross over to the 1 o'clock news bulletin. But right now, I am with Dr. Sibo Mkhize, a psychologist, and we are learning about the strength of a woman and encouraging our women. And I said to Dr. Mkhize that can we also go into the word and encourage a woman through a scripture, and also gave some words of affirmation, because there are so many who are going through a lot in their lives, and they need to be affirmed. Some are giving up, but they need words of affirmation, words of love, words of encouragement. Dr. Sibo?
Indeed. I love the book of Proverbs. That's my go-to. I love the book of Proverbs. And the one that I've got right now in my heart, it has to be Proverbs 3:5-6, where it says, "Trust in God with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. For me, just that, trust in God with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. Because we do not understand our own strength as women. So once we start to debate how strong we are, this is where we start to lose it. And yet, if we go to God, God will always show us how strong we are. No matter the circumstances, a woman, you can give them the most harshest of conditions, you will know that a woman will come up top on it. The biggest problem that we always have is the fact that we listen to everybody else and then we tend to forget our own understanding. So I would like to say to all of those women that are about to give up, hold on, take a deep breath. Just what if you've not tapped into your full strength of what God has given you? What if right now you're operating not even on your own understanding, but somebody else's understanding? And somebody looks at you and say that you're a woman, but listen, you are not strong enough. So that's not even your own understanding, but you've taken that and you forgot what God has given you. And you've given that strength away. That is not for you to give. That's why you are born with it. It is something that you have within you. It's something that is precious. A woman who is clothed in dignity and strength, and they can laugh and they can dance. You can see them. They've got some glow about them. You can see that this one, you know, we call them confidence. And then in certain boardrooms, they call them arrogant. No, it's not arrogance. It is confidence. I am confident with what God has given me. I am confident that I am going to make it. I may not understand wholeheartedly what my strength is about, but I know for a fact that I'm going to make it. So today, what I'd like to say to women is, like, we don't need to take a back seat when it comes to our strength. We don't need somebody to dictate how strong we should be. The person who created us by hiding inside our strength, That's the secret right there. It's the strength that we've got inside so that nobody can exploit it. That when you do miraculous things that women should not be doing, you must know that it comes from God, because nobody else can exploit what God has given you inside. By doing your best in everything that you do, you are expressing what's already genuinely inside of you. So I'd like to say to women, take a step back and remember who you are. Remember whose you are. The very same men, you've given birth to them. That's how strong you are. If he says to you, I am stronger than you, I've got the strength of King David and I've got a brute. Yes, but who gave birth to you? So that shows how strong I am. Because I gave birth to you. So it's time we took back our strength. I love that verse. And every now and then, when I start to lose it myself, I also refer to that particular verse. Like, lean not into your own understanding, because I may not fully, or I might have forgotten fully who I am. So I'm just leaning on, most of the time, on other people's understanding, because they will break you down. Yes, we are emotional creatures, but that is also part of who you are. So I'd like to say to them, like in the book of Joshua says, be strong and be of good courage. Do not be afraid and do not dismay. For the Lord is with us. Come on, girl. We got this. We have got this. You know, we know how to create things because we are meant to be creators. You know, a God intended by a woman that will feed nations, because naturally we are mothers. We can go into boardrooms. We know how to make money. We know how to make people laugh. We can be graceful about it. We don't have to, you know, sell ourselves into what the world has wanted to be. We can be what God has told us to be. So sometimes we tend to forget that. So can we not lean into on our own understanding and go back to what God has told us to be? Look what it did for Sarah. Look at Mary. Oh my goodness. So trust me, we are the Marys of today. So we gotta get up, you know, dust ourselves off. You know, the whole point of us celebrating even the Women's Month and having the Women's Day is because of what brave women did in South Africa. You know, so now we also now got to play our own part in our own, in our homes, in our own spaces. We got to be brave enough to pick ourselves up and say, no, God has given me enough strength to do everything. I can do all things
through Christ. Sure.
Now,
how do we strengthen ourselves mentally when we are facing, actually, let me ask this one first before you come to this one. I think you can marry the two. How far is too much for us to carry? And how do we deal with that emotion, psychologically, mentally?
We tend to give up so much of ourselves, forgetting that we as women, our strength is also in replenishing our souls. So we forget about ourselves and then we operate from an empty cup. So talking to other women, you know, taking time for yourself, taking care of yourself, you know. So mentally, of course, we're going to say, go speak to counselors, go speak to elders, go speak to other people, you know, talk to things that are hurting you. Seek counsel. There's no shame in seeking counsel. It does not make you lesser of a woman by seeking counsel. So that shows what a strong person that you are. You know, get material. These days we've got all these platforms. Go into the right platforms that are going to give you encouragement. You cannot serve, especially as a woman, from an empty cup, not even from a half cup. You need to be overflowing. And taking care of yourself is one of the greatest wisdoms that we have. You know, a wise woman is a very gracious and is a very blessed woman. So you need to be wise and know when to take time off. It will always be different. You know, when you ask, like, how do we know when it's enough? It will always be different from woman to woman because of what we can handle. But we need to take the time off and replenish. We need to take the time off and recover. Because a comeback of a woman can change a nation.
Yeah.
It can change nations. So there are There are books available out there. There are YouTube programs available out there. There are support groups that are available out there. Please do not go to the PhD. Pull her down syndrome because you don't seem to want to figure it out. Do not mess it up for other people. It's time we drop the toxicity. Also, as women, it's good to encourage women, but it's also good that we call each other out. Can we stop being ugly towards each other as women and actually pull each other up? We are all going through so much. We need each other's love. We need each other's support. We've seen what women can do when they are put together for a good purpose. So it's time we also, you know, in seeking that help, in seeking that moment to replenish, that we also pull each other up. We need each other up as women. We can't always have you down. When you need a break, you should be able to call a sister, a mother, like, I'm empty, I'm running on empty. Please, I need your support. It does not make you weak. Just like a car, you need the petrol. And once I've got the petrol, watch me fly.
Sure, but it also depends on us leaning on Christ, as you said, as our sole strength. Without him, we are nothing. There is no wisdom, there is no strength. Without him, we are empty.
Absolutely. You, like I said earlier on, one of the things, God knew exactly what he was doing when he created a woman. So he knew that he's putting a very big part of what makes him God inside a woman. We are creators. We carry life. We bring life. We take care of that life. We nurture that life. Those are exactly God's characteristics. So he knew of what he was doing. So when something is faulty, you take that car to the maker brand. So you, woman, if there's something that is faulty, go and connect back to God. He's the one that made you and gave you, you know, your strength, your characteristics, your confidence, your beautiful smile, you know, your glowing skin. He gave you the independence that you have to stand. He gave you your nurturing, your mental strength, your capacity to do things that people said that you were not even supposed to be doing as a woman. He gave you all of those things. So when you start to run dry, go and connect back to God. And if you spend time with God, you will see who you truly are in the mirror, because you also possess God-like powers within you. And we're not talking about, you know, the toxic part of things where you think you are holier than thou. No, we're talking genuinely. Spend time with God. You will discover who you are. Because you are made in that image, and he's given you the better part of his characteristics.
Dr. Mkize, this is so refreshing and exciting, and it's something that is bringing us closer to the Lord. It's something that says, go back. Those dreams that you had, you can achieve them. You can. Go back. Go back.
Go back.
Yeah, it strengthens us. And to say, I know that I can never do things on my own, and I am never alone, but have a sisterhood, have support, have people around you that you know can strengthen you. Because yes, most of the times when we go through certain matters, we want to go through these alone. We isolate and all. And that's where we find ourselves dying at the end of it all. But thank you so much for encouraging us to build a good sisterhood, to build ourselves up. Even the male counterparts, most of the times, you would hear men saying, Mara, why are women not loving each other? Why are women tearing each other apart? But thank you so much for also addressing that. Thank you so much for addressing that. We never allow ourselves to address that. We just die in silence. What are your closing statements to our queens as we are starting out on this awesome month? And something that we can carry from this month and onwards. Let it not be just something that we will just carry. I'm just encouraging this to family members that what Dr. Mkhize is saying, let it be something that we will carry throughout, not just now. Not just now because it's August and it's Women's Month. Something that we should carry now. I mean, like you have just challenged us. You have just... Pietra Small just wrote Amen and a good radio station. So we need to carry this throughout. So what more can we say to our women as we are learning and being empowered? And this month, as we said, there are going to be more gatherings that we are going to invest in ourselves as well, to help us grow, catapult our faith, build us. What words should we take as well?
Okay. What I would like to say is to women, remember that you are worth it. You are worth it. You are worth the love. You are worth the attention. You are worth the greatness. You are worth everything that is good in this world. And you deserve every accolade you could ever imagine in your whole life. Remember that you were put into this world to give yourself to something. So once you deny yourself, you're not only denying yourself, you're denying the next person who's been waiting for you to carry them up. You are worth it. And to our guys, thank you for treating us like we are worth it. And those who are still trying to figure out, we are worth it. Get on board and start seeing and treating us like we are worth it.
Mm.
We are put here to love, to nurture. Mm. Allow us to be women and freely so.
Mm.
Don't make us choose. God didn't want a man-only world. That's why there's women. So allow us to be women and allow us to show you what God's grace really looks like. And with that, I'd like to say happy birthday to my mom and happy birthday to my son. Both of you. Happy, happy, happy. I love you both so much. You know, God blessed me with a mom and a son, both more or less 2 days apart.
Uh-huh.
But hey, I get to buy one cake.
Wow. Here's to them. May it be a beautiful day to both of them and a beautiful year ahead, a year filled with God's goodness, filled with God's joy, and good success throughout in the name of Jesus. Let them have a beautiful one. And kikupa slice sa kekene, what's up eating? You can WhatsApp it.
What's up?
Please WhatsApp it to me. Thank you so much, Dr. Mkhize. For family members seeking to talk to you directly, how do they do so?
They can contact us on 081-374-5325.
Can you repeat that?
081-374-5325.
Thank you so, so much. May God awesomely keep keeping you. And yes, you should also have yourself a beautiful month as well.
Indeed. Thank you very much.
And yes, my family, that is Dr. Sibo Mkhize, psychologist. And if you'd like to be in contact with her, do remember that she's available on 081-374-5325. Sometimes you need somebody who can stand bold and just show you your blind spots, hey? So she showed us our blind spots, but not only that, she also showed us who God says we are, what we are capable of. And I'm challenging you, go back to that dream, go back to the drawing board. Maybe you tried that dream and it didn't happen, but remember that you're powered by heaven. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Lean not on your own understanding. Take it back to the one who has given unto you. Take it back to the Father and ask him for direction. Ask him for a leadership in that which he has called you to do, and do it For the glory of the Father. Go back to it and try it again and see the Lord. But remembering that we are not leaning on our own understanding. We will fail when we do that. Let us learn to lean on the Lord and trust Him and trust in who He says we are and what He says we can do.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.